Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
city. It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, we are a month away from the big vote to raise the state's sales tax from 6 to 7% to fund roads. Polls are showing that voters are not getting behind this ballot proposal. What does the Yes Vote campaign have to do in the coming weeks in order to stand a chance?
Well, I think they have to identify people and get them out to vote. Part of the problem with polling in this thing is the turnout's likely to be very small, and we don't know who's really going to vote. But it seems clear people they're not really sold that this will do what's needed to be done. There are some people who think that the money can be found there with existing revenue, which is just nonsense. There are some people who don't like the sales tax, some people who don't like the other things the bill would do, and there are some who think that if they reject this bill, the legislature will fix the roads, but there's a lot of evidence that all that is not true, and as the governor says, there's no plan B. Either the voters vote yes for this, or the roads will just continue to deteriorate for the foreseeable future.
How much do you think of this opposition to this ballot proposal to fund roads has to do with voters not trusting the government or not wanting to have the final say on something lawmakers should have decided on in the first place?
Well, I'm not sure that people are really thinking in that detail, but there is this huge mentality for the last 35 years in America that all taxes are bad, that we're overtaxed, and voters are very reluctant, they've historically been very reluctant, to increase their own taxes. People talk about Proposal A when they indeed raise the sales tax for the schools, but people sometimes forget that had they not done that, there was sort of a poison pill. The legislature would have got the money through raising their income tax. So it was really one thing or the other, whereas here they sort of vote yes or no, and voters are, again, very reluctant to raise their own taxes.
But also, what about this issue of just a ballot proposal in general? I mean, during the November 2012 election, Michigan voters were faced with six ballot questions. And do you think that sense of confusion is also stemming opposition to their current road funding question?
Well, they voted no on all of them. There's sort of a rule of thumb that if you put more than three things in the ballot, people don't even try to understand them. They vote no on everything. And voters, and there's some common sense to this, tend to vote no on things they don't understand. This is the most complicated and confusing ballot proposal I've ever read. You can't tell what it means from reading it. And I think a lot of people may get in the booth and just say, I don't understand this. I'm voting no. On the other hand, turnout is likely to be very, very small. People aren't used to voting on May the 5th. There's not a lot of other issues on the ballot. There's some local issues in some places, but most people think the turnout will be microscopic, maybe 10 to 15%. The question is, will people who have a stake in this in fixing the roads and other constituencies, poor people, you would think the working poor ought to vote for this because it restores their earned income tax credit. It gives some money to the schools. It gives some money to local governments, to mass transit even. Will those people vote, or will the people just turn out who tend to vote no on anything, especially a money issue? And in the past, it's been the latter group, the naysayers, who tend to vote.
So the big question is what happens if people do vote no for this road funding proposal? What happens next?
The roads continue to fall apart. This legislature is even more conservative, even more unwilling to raise taxes than the one that failed to fix the roads that went out of office at the end of December. All they would do is put this ballot proposal on the ballot. And politically, once the voters have said no to tax increases, it's almost impossible for the legislature to then enact tax increases over the voters. So my guess is that if this is turned down, road funding is dead in the water, and that's really a tragedy for Michigan. It's good. They estimate it would cost $2.1 billion a year for the foreseeable future, a decade anyway, to fix the roads. And the longer you wait, the more the cost goes up as they continue to fall apart.
Well, I'm curious to see what you have to say a month from now when we get the results. Thanks so much, Jack.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.